This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh my God, it's Friday. And it's sunny out. I can already see the little tips of the trees all splashed with the sun.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thank you, Maria. I'm also really enjoying the foliage. You know, it's this time of year when the trees start to be so pretty. I'm going, look at that. Even in the Safeway parking lot, I'm like, oh, look at all these trees with foliage. This is beautiful.
I have a lot of that where I live.
It's so nice.
I also have a lot of burned trees where I live too. So
less
we're
pretty.
All of it.
Yeah, that is not as nice as regular old foliage.
No.
But it happened. So, yeah. And I guess now, I mean, does fire season officially end when it starts raining?
I think that is about the time we consider the season at its close. Yeah, I'd say it goes through. Usually we consider October fire season.
Yeah.
And November it could be, but I don't think we're
going
to
have to. But it rained. It actually rained. There was quite a lot of rain. It's pretty damp, so that's good news. And I know that's not everywhere, you know. Everybody needs all the rain they can get. All right, it's time for Celebrity Trash on this fine Friday. A wonderful Friday. A big day Friday. Good day. Good day, sunshine. And Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by Future Teachers of America Day. That is what today is. Future Teachers of America Day. Celebrated annually on November 20th. Is this for people who are in school to be a teacher or celebrate the people who were their teachers that inspired them to become teachers? It's all about teachers, teachers, teachers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. It's an organization that provides help to people who are becoming teachers or already teachers.
Oh, look at you with finding out what day things are.
Yeah.
Good job, Nick.
Really all trying right. here.
It shows. It does. Work.
18. Is 18 too many?
18?
It's less than 20, so.
I mean, I don't know.
Is that
15.
What you're thinking?
15.
I mean, it doesn't.
Let's negotiate this. You give me a number that works for you. I'll give you one that's a little closer to my
bad.
Actual.
I don't know. I think just because my age in 20, I'm like, oh, that's just a lot to me at my age. But if it's like years from now, and I'm
you're
still...
26. I mean, if you've been active for 8 years, it's, you know, and you had one or two per, then it's good.
I know.
And if you had a lost year like Sarah in your 20s, 21,
I was 19,
year.
19 years old. That was my last year.
19 years old. The numbers are astounding. Yeah. She worked hard.
I racked them up, man. I worked my way through New England. It was good. Listen, I had groupies. What could I do?
Yeah.
You know, it's just a little thing I can give them. Let's do that.
That's such
That'll
a weird.
I'd like see a cute boy from the stage and be all, hey, tell that guy to go give him a backstage pass.
This was her entrance to every party.
I'm a whore. Hello.
Hello. Except I wasn't a whore, and that's rude of you to say. I was exercising my sexual.
She was seeing what she liked.
Your sexual right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right. Like if I was a dude, you know, people would be like, well, of course he did that.
Yeah, I feel like the whole number thing is more important to guys than to girls.
Definitely. They
want
to, they just, you know.
You guys don't know anything.
Yeah,
we do
don't know.
We do
You're
know.
The one
it's
that
a double
just said
standard.
You asked for a number. That's why we're talking about
exactly.
it. I don't ask.
Well,
Well, we don't ask.
Well, I don't want to know. That is, like, I feel like guys care more about like how
way
many
more,
they
right.
have than girls.
Oh, right. Racking yeah. the numbers
racking
up.
It up.
Like,
yeah.
Well, girls care about it because they know there's a whole double standard.
Oh,
so they're
yeah,
definitely going
to
lie and
yeah.
tell you less. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All these
yes,
assumptions.
I can count on one hand. Which anybody right. really can. I mean, if you.
Anyway, I've okay. sidetracked us. You were about to right. tell us about some trashy stuff.
I was. Tiger Woods, what? Speaking of people who love whores, he is, you know, to his credit, we don't really lead with that anymore. Like, for a while, I thought, well, that's who that guy is. But then he got his ass together with golf, and then he shot a 10 on a par 3 the other day. So that was fun. You know, the whore thing didn't come up once. So, you know, I just thought I'd bring that up since we were talking about it. Anyway, Tiger Woods is playing in one more tourney this year before the end of the year. And it's going to be extra special because he's playing with his 11-year-old son, Charlie, who's quite the little golfer.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Tiger says, I can't tell you how excited I am to be playing with Charlie in our first official tournament together. It's been great watching him progress as a junior golfer. And it'll be incredible playing as a team together. It's the PNC Championship. And it'll be held December 19th and 20th in Florida. NBC is broadcasting the event. It's like a whole thing. Tiger has caddied for his son at other junior events. And they are going to actually be playing together like a father-son thing. It looks
That's
like.
Neat.
Yeah.
Really neat.
Can you imagine? How wonderful. You're like, you're the world's best golfer and your kid actually takes an interest in it. Because, man... You're lucky if your kid takes an interest in the thing you're interested in.
It well, you love your kids happen. And getting to spend time with them in something that you're really good at is
sure.
probably really neat.
It's got to be.
Good for him.
Yeah. And it's funny to think, like, was that kid a baby when the whole Thanksgiving
yeah.
smash-up happened? Like, when did that happen so
it's
long
It's been
ago?
A long time. It really has. I'm going to guess it was 8-9 years ago.
Yeah. Well, you were definitely back. And that was 08. So, and if this guy's 11, he would have been.
2009.
Yeah. In
09. Oh, wow. He was an infant. I'm sure she was like, I just had a baby.
So that means the sister, the little boy's, I think there's a boy and a girl, right?
Yes. The sister must be older.
So the sister must be older.
So she's probably 13 or 14 by now. I don't know what the separation in age was.
She's 13.
All right. So anyway, congrats to Tiger and his little son, Charlie, because they're going to get to play together. That'll be fun. I'm sure Elin Nordegren, or whatever her last name is these days, will be on the sidelines cheering them on, which is nice. If you want money, get a liquor and a star to promote it with. These are two stars that have teamed up together, and they're in a tequila mezcal venture. Arnold Schwarzenegger and LeBron James. Why not? Why the hell not? Let's make some money on liquor. Arnold bought into the booze business. I guess LeBron James was already there. He's 73, Arnold Schwarzenegger is, and he has joined NBA star LeBron James and invested in a new tequila and mezcal brand called Lobos 1707. So keep your eyes open for that.
All right.
And, you know, let's all buy the celebrity liquors. That does seem to be the thing that we do.
Not me, but you do that.
Sure. Actually, speaking of things that you should buy from celebrities, that you really shouldn't buy these things necessarily. The Rock is shilling for some company that makes round ice cubes with a device. I don't even know how you get the block of ice that you put into this thing. You got to look this thing up, Bryn, show it to Vinny, and then I want you to tell me how much you think this thing costs, because it looks like a shaker, like a drink shaker, and you open it up, you put this block of ice in it, and then you just set the top on it, and it's sort of made out of copper, it looks like, and then the top slowly sinks down, and then I don't know after how many minutes elapse you pull out a perfect round, maybe 3-inch diameter
ice
sphere of ice, drop it in your glass and pour your liquor over it. Okay, so there's the you just put in the, so now we're on time lapse here. And it's done. Let's have a look. Pull the top off. I guess there we go. And we've got a sphere of ice. Okay, so lovely, right?
Pretty cool.
Sure. Who doesn't want a perfect sphere of ice? How much do you think this thing costs?
I don't know. I don't like people who drink for fashion. You really, who has, that is not what.
That's most people.
Sorry, we shouldn't talk to the alcoholic about, you know, drinking ever. But I just feel like, you really want me to sit here and wait for that ice cube? I'm going to leave with my bottle and go back home. This is why I drink alone.
And even if it's in my glass, I don't want to sip around it.
Sit around waiting for an ice cube to get. To turn into a circle.
Well,
no,
they're
thanks.
Not in exactly the same kind of hurry you are.
Well, I'm just trying to say that, you know, this right. fashion drinking is not for me.
So this is, well, I'm going to still make you guess, though. This is a little thing. It makes an ice cube. It's not electronic. It's two pieces of metal is what it looks like. I don't know. Maybe it is electronic. It has to be for the freaking price. So there's two pieces. You put an ice cube in there. You let the thing sink down. It turns it into a circle of ice. What are you willing to pay for this item?
Well, after I've gotten mad and destroyed the house because you're making me wait for a round ice ball, I'll guess $200. Mm.
Bryn, do you already see the price?
I already saw the price, yes.
Nikki, did you already see the price?
No, I was going to say $400.
It's $1,000. Oh. $995 for this thing that turns a square piece of ice into a round piece of ice, and it's made of two, I mean, I don't know, maybe some master crafter
right,
makes these,
man.
One at a time.
$1,000.
Drinking is so wasted on so many of you people. I swear to God, why can't I? I know how to do this. This is my
You don't.
Thing.
That's the problem with you. You don't know how to do it.
No, I do,
you
though.
You do it, you do it all at once and
what?
Too much you can't pull off. You're doing it. You're the one doing it wrong, Vin.
Oh. You know, in Japan, the bartenders, the fancy ones out there, they make this ball of ice for you with a knife. They just carve it into a perfect ball.
So I got to sit and wait for them to curve it? Even I don't want to sit and wait for that.
It's crazy. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But you know.
And then it's still a piece of ice. It's ice. Mm-hmm. That's all
right.
It is. For $1,000, you'd have a big round piece of ice. Oh, my God. You can barely fit in the glass. You can't even fit any liquor in that glass. There's so much ice in there. Anywho, that's for $1,000, the Rock will sell you some contraption. It costs $1,000. Jesus.
The answer is no.
Yeah.
No.
I found a cheaper version on Amazon. It's $9. You see that?
I'll tell you the cheaper version. Go get regular ice cubes for crying
from the
out
fridge,
loud.
Yeah.
Send me
Who
the link for that.
Ice
That's
balls?
Neat. I like an ice ball. If I don't have to pay $1,000, I don't want a $1,000 ice ball.
I was going to say it looks nice. Like
I have the square
with
ones.
A nice orange peel, like in whiskey.
For crying, Nicole.
That's a neat. So that one is I'm looking at that one though. That is one that you
throw in the
sealed
fridge.
The thing up mm-hmm. and you. Pour water into each of those sealed compartments. Mm-hmm.
I can do that.
Yeah, I can do that too. How much is that one, did you say?
$9.
Yeah, but and you get them four at a time.
You get a two-pack for $16.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not. I don't. I actually, it turns out, even for $16, I don't need that. Barack Obama. He has a new book. Mm-hmm. It came out Tuesday. It's called A Promised Land, and it sold an astonishing 887,000 copies in its first 24 hours on the shelves.
Winning. You finished it already?
Did I? No, I'm not reading that. Oh. Or you're saying what? He finished it in 4 years since he's been in office?
No, I mean you finished it. Or I assume you read it already.
No.
You are plowing books. This has been an ongoing thing.
I very rarely read nonfiction. I like to escape into the world of that could never happen and pretend it could. So new Barack Obama book, A Promised Land, has sold 887,000 copies in its first 24 hours, and that number tops the 725,000 copies sold of the former First Lady's 2018 memoir, Becoming Michelle Obama. These are day one sales. They signed a deal worth, they're saying, over $60 million with Penguin Random House in 2017. Her book was out in 2018. It was the best-selling book of 2018 for Random House, I guess, and it was on the bestseller list for more than a year. Over 10 million sold by March of 2019. So he beat her single day copies sold. And who knows what that'll end up being, but there it is. They are selling books. And it's good that people are reading books. So money, 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 money. If I told you that Mary J. Blige and 50 Cent were teaming up for something, what would you think it was?
I would think it was music, of course.
That's exactly what I would have thought, but it turns out it's a sitcom that's coming to ABC. It's called Family Affair. They both have TV development companies.
Okay.
And they're teaming up for a comedy series. It's in development at ABC. It's called Family Affair. Wasn't there a show called Family Affair when we were kids?
There was.
With Buffy and Jody and...
It's Mr. This French.
One. Yeah, Mr. French, sure.
And I didn't watch it, but I'm familiar.
And Sissy was the older sister. It's so this is a project called Family Affair. I guess maybe it's been enough time since the original Family Affair that they can rename it. It's a single camera comedy about a faded R&B star and a committed bachelor named Aaron, whose life is thrown into a tailspin when he's saddled with raising his sister's four kids. I assume that 50 Cent Fitty Curtis Jackson is his real name. I assume he's playing the role of Aaron.
Oh, you're saying they're going to act in this show?
That is what it looks like.
Oh,
she's
I wouldn't
a,
think
she's
so.
She's a faded R&B star. He's a devoted bachelor who's got to raise some kids. Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
The writers, let me see if I don't see that spelled out here in so many words.
Mary J. was excellent in Trolls World Tour. Excellent.
So she's got some
experience. She was in that? I didn't realize.
Yeah, what?
What did
Come
she
on,
play?
Bryn.
I didn't.
We're
yeah,
both
I
living this like, life. What's wrong
I know,
with you?
I didn't look at the cast of all the people.
Yes, she's the queen of Funky Town.
Oh. Queen of Funky Town. So she's
And
got...
George Clinton, by the way, is the king of Funky Town.
Well, of course he is. Who else could be the king of Funky Town?
Right.
No. So anyway, it looks like... I didn't know this, but 50 Cent has, or Curtis Jackson, as he's also known, he has something called the G-Unit Film and Television Production Company. It's behind the ABC legal drama called For Life. There's a Starz hit drama called Power, and that one has a bunch of spinoffs. They also are developing something called BMF Black Family Mafia, which was picked up by Starz in April. 24/7, which is at CBS All Access, Female Sports Agent, and Moment in Time, both at Starz. He's got a ton of TV shows. Mary J. Blige, she recently launched something called Blue Butterfly, and that has a first look TV deal with Lionsgate, and most recently produced Lifetime's The Clark Sisters, First Ladies of Gospel. So they're both heavily, actively involved in TV. I don't know who's starring in this thing. It sounds like it's just be picture perfect for them. But it's called Family Affair, and it looks like it's a comedy that's coming to ABC.
Trip out on this.
All right, I'm ready.
I just looked it up out of curiosity. So Trolls 2 was that weird release where they put it out and you could rent it for $20, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I rented it four times for $20, and then we finally got to buy the thing, right?
Lucky.
This is the write-up from Hollywood Reporter. The question was, did Trolls 2 make money? And I thought, oh, I got to click on that because of the way they released it. That's interesting, right?
You gave them $80 personally.
Right. They say it may also surprise many people that despite NBC Universal's boast that Trolls sequel has scored almost $100 million domestically from the on-demand release, the movie is still millions in the red and in the opinion of many industry veterans, will never make a dime.
Why?
Wow. Well,
what
I guess they must have put that much money into making the thing.
I guess so.
I mean, these computer animations, somebody's got to make that, you know.
It just seems like if they've made $100 million already, and you got to assume people are going to buy that thing, and these movies are just, they become perennial, you know. The kids always want to watch them. I'm surprised to hear that.
Yeah.
Really surprised.
Yeah, I am too. That's why I thought I'd read that to you real quick, because I assumed they were rolling in it.
And just, I wanted to give you one more little quickie here. Kate Hudson is starring in a new Sia movie. Sia has written and is directing and has written a whole album of music for a movie called Music. Kate Hudson is, she'll be singing in it. And this is, they're saying it's an introduction for this Maddie Ziegler, who is the little girl who dances in all of Sia's videos. This is going to be her acting debut. She plays the title character. Her name is Music. Leslie Odom Jr. is also in it. So it's Kate Hudson, Maddie Ziegler, and Leslie Odom Jr. I want you to put the trailer up at the Serendipity Facebook page. It's the plot basically is Kate Hudson plays Zoo, a newly sober drug dealer and self-saboteur who finds herself the sole guardian of her half-sister, Music, who's played by Maddie Ziegler. She's a teenager with special needs, barely able to take care of herself, let alone her sister. Zoo struggles with this new responsibility. And then they have this friend, Ebo, who's played by Leslie Odom Jr., and he helps. It actually looks incredibly uplifting. The music sounds amazing in the trailer. And the entire album, she wrote 10 original songs, Sia did, for this film, which she directed. And it's coming out, the movie's early 2021, and the album is out February 12th, 2021. So lots to come from Sia. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
The shopping cart theory.
Oh.
I'll tell you about that. Also, does your person have a secret stash of money?
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.